Thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
It is.
Hi, Matthew. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love your name, actually. My best friend's name is Matthew. I have a brother named Matthew.
quite the common name in your life there, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's in the Bible, just like mine. So, yeah, no, I love that. I understand you were having a conversation with one of my representatives here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, it all makes sense to me. It's just the important side of it, the cost.
Okay. Yeah, I'll work with you on the pricing. The major benefit to you is that we even have the listing available. You know, when you do that search, there's only three guys that show up there in that top recommended section. We only have one spot open currently. So once we fill it, you know, it's closed out. You're playing the waiting game until the next one opens up. But I'm sure you could see the value in being listed on Google in front of your competitors, having people call you directly, right? It's a lot better than paying per lead. Tara told me you're doing a pay-per-lead service now.
Yeah, right now it's Angie's List, and I haven't been too satisfied with that.
I don't think you will ever be, to be honest.
That's kind of what I've picked up from some of the groups that I'm in.
Yeah.
Some of the other watching owners, you know.
Yeah, they've been getting some bad publicity here. I mean, I don't want to turn it into a conversation about bashing another business, but I sent you a link. You could read it, you know. The Federal Trade Commission basically told them, you know, you got to pay $7.2 million, basically said they have to, and they also have to stop deceptively marketing its leads for home improvement projects. They're saying they've been misleading people on where their leads are coming from or how often they're being sold to people. They sell the same lead to like five or six guys and charging you all even when you don't get it. Sometimes
yep.
just paying them.
That's definitely what it is.
It's like playing with scratchers, you know, and gambling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Pay for it and see what you get. Yeah, no, I understand how that is. Those guys actually use Google advertising, so they pay Google about $7 million every month. That's why I know they're not going anywhere, right? Yeah. FTC is not charging them enough to shut them down. But they pay Google about $7 million every month, and then they convert that into about $20 million because they take the leads, and they'll sell the one lead $50 to, like, five of you. You know, now they got $250. You know, the lead might have cost them $20 to get off of Google to get that person's information in the grand scheme of things, you know. So this conversation.
I actually had a lady the other day. She didn't even realize that she was going through Angie's List until I called her.
Yeah, that can happen too, though, because when you do the search on Google, they pop up and it says, like, click here and we'll connect you with a couple of trusted professionals. And then you click on it, and then it starts asking all these questions. And if you're unknowing, you just kind of fill it out, like, oh, these guys are asking me what kind of job I have, so I'm just going to type it out. And then next thing you know, you got five random people calling you back to back, you know, and they're like, what?
Right.
Yeah, it is a little misleading. Sometimes if you just click on it and then it kind of remarkets, so it catches like your search queue, like, oh, this person was looking for a power washing job recently, and then they just send it to you. And it's like that person didn't even click or ask for somebody to call them. You know, they just happened to Google it at the time and then mistakenly clicked on Home Advisor by Angie. So this is a lot different. You know, if we list you independently here, people have to click on you, pick you, push that call button. They also have to type in the service you provide to even get your name and information to begin with recommended to them. So you'll know the calls that are coming through are real opportunities because they're calls coming through. They're not a lead texted to your phone you're getting charged for. So it's a different ball game. Actually, I just upsold a client of mine where we started out on a month-to-month campaign about 2 months ago, and he's a deck builder in, where was he, Kingston? I think it was, Kingston was the city, I forget the exact state. But anyway, he in his first 6 weeks, he landed two $20,000 jobs, like 30 by 30
Oh, Lord.
Square foot decks. Yeah, So he's going, okay, you know, 6 weeks with you guys. I didn't get as many leads as I got when I was on Home Advisor, but the leads that I do get from you guys are almost 100% jobs.
Right.
So he just handed me $2,500 for the year about 25 minutes ago before I got your call. And he goes, yeah, so take this, lock me up for my spot. And, you know, now he's talking about maybe doing Google Ads or something bigger in the future, but he's got his local listing all locked up. So I could do the same thing. You know, obviously with you landing jobs that size are, you know, going to be neither here nor there. I don't know how many power washing jobs are going to run you $20,000 and $30,000.
Right, right.
Yeah. But, you know, the volume is definitely there. The quality is definitely there. You know, you won't have to waste your time. It's summertime right now, so it's actually the peak time of the year for this. If you're ever going to try it, it'd be a great time to try it. As far as our month-to-month campaigns, you know, with the new in business credit, since you just started a month ago, and us building your .com website for you, you know, that package is advertised on our site at $499 per month. If you want to come on board with us today, I can reduce the cost down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis, and there's no other setup fees or charges.
Okay.
In that too, Matthew, I want to let you know, you're getting an A to Z marketing campaign. Like, you shouldn't need anything else online, because we're not just going to list you on the first page of Google. You'll be a top recommended option on the first page of Bing. You can get clients from there too. And then there's about 60 total directories that we submit you to, and Facebook advertising in the package. The 60 directories are things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. So there's about 60 directories in there. So if you're taking, you know, if you're going to compare this to Home Advisor, I don't know what you're spending on it monthly, but you're going, all my eggs in one basket, I'm paying per lead, and I only get what they send me, versus now you have all your eggs in 60 baskets, 64 baskets, I should say, realistically. Clients are able to call you directly. You're not limited on the amount of opportunities. We're building your own .com for you, right? And it's just $299. That rate won't go up or change on you, regardless of the amount of jobs that you're landing.
Okay.
So,
how long is that rate eligible?
I would actually lock you in, so it would be part of your service agreement. So it's not a contract saying that you have to use it for a certain amount of time, but there's a service agreement that'll state, you know, it's $299 for this platinum package bundle month to month for as long as you choose to remain with us and use our services.
Okay.
Yep. So it's not going to go up on you next month. It ain't going to go back to $499 out of nowhere. We don't want that anyway. We want you to stay profitable. The only way we're going to make money on a campaign like this is if you're making money. You know, if we're going $499 and that makes you run things a little bit tight, we run the risk of losing you. I know at $299 with a new business, that's a comfortable pricing structure at about $10 a day, where you should have no problem coming back and continuing to use it with what we project it'll make for you.
Gotcha. All right, so say I do it this month, I love it. I do it next month, I hate it. I decide, okay, well, I'm going to do away with this. Is it a phone call? Is it go online?
No, that's also in your service agreement. It actually says right here, so this is a voice verification. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue our services, but we do ask that you contact us before your next billing is due. So if we start today, your billing would be due on the 11th of each month. So it just says call us before the 11th so we can stop your billing cycle. Either way, even if you called us on the 12th, there's no cancellation fee. We just ask you to contact us so we could stop the billing cycle rather than have to reverse the transaction. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
I don't know if you know how the merchant processings work, but they penalize us for reversing transactions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's, I mean, so, it's just a phone call. I mean, there's nobody up there that's not up there at their own will.
So $299, and you said that that gets on 64 platforms, and you build a .com?
And we build the .com. Here, let me show you this. You get texting on this number?
Yes.
All right, here. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. So if you click on that link and then you scroll down, you'll see the Google Premier Partner Badge, and then you'll start seeing some packages and pricing structures. Now, the ones that say Premier, those are the ones with Google Ads. Okay. We're doing Google Places. Google Ads is something I could upgrade you to later on. The Google Places, if you scroll down a little further, you'll see Platinum SEO Packages, Local Bundle, plus Facebook Ads.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm putting you on is the Platinum Bundle. It says most popular. It's actually advertised at $5.99. And then there's a setup fee usually of $2.99. You're getting the Platinum Bundle for the essential package price of $2.99, and then I'm waiving the setup fee to help jumpstart you. So in there you have the optimized landing page, you got Google Places, Bing Local, Facebook advertising, the popular directory submission, which is 60 plus online directories, review monitoring, there's a tracking system, an account dashboard, comes in the form of an app that you could download to your phone. You can monitor all of it. You can see all your reviews, you can request reviews, you can there's a pipeline for calls. If you're missing calls, it'll save their number and their information. They leave a message. It'll have it all in there, so you can still go back and get these guys if you're busy on a project and missing the leads that are coming in live. So there's a lot of automated tools that'll make your life a lot easier as a business owner, rather than having to hire somebody else to answer the phones or hire somebody full-time to market for your business and build and host your website. This is all under one roof. We're going to save you a lot of money, about $10 a day.
Gotcha. After the experience with Angie's List, it's testy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely does. Here, Lox, let me show you too. That way you know you're working with the right people. And I get that 110%. But the goal here would be to steal you from those guys, provide you with a long-term solution where, you know, if you left them tomorrow, you won't lose any sleep over it.
Right.
And I know $2.99 actually probably end up saving you money. I mean, in your industry, the leads are like $30 to $50 on HomeAdvisor, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So by the time you get 10 of those, you know, you're spending $300. That's what it's costing you to do this.
Right.
You get 10 of those in a week, right? And if they're going to three or four other guys, you know, you might get maybe 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10. You know, then you're paying, you know, $100, $150 a job with that kind of platform once it all averages out.
Yep.
So with this, you'll have a lot more opportunity for a lot less. But obviously the goal for us is to retain you long term. You know, if you keep coming back for years on end, the average lifespan of an account is 24 months. Then, you know, 24 times 299, we end up making money off of it, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. That's our business model. That's how we do things. But obviously the only way we're going to get to month 24 is if month 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera, continue to go well, right? Cause we're going at 1 month at a time, and that keeps you honest. Anybody that goes, hey, you know, before you even seen it work, sign up for a year, or we require a year contract. That just lets you know right then. You know, these guys are trying to get paid now because it's junk.
Right.
If it's dependent on the service working for you to come back, they're probably not going to be able to retain you very long. But if you look at our track record, you know, our business, we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. We're a premier partner with Google. Been in business since 2004, you know, and then 829 Google reviews, 4.2 star. 712 reviews on BirdEye, 4.9 star. You go to our featured customer reviews, like reviews written by verified customers of ours, there's 4.8 out of 5 star, there's 1,242. I mean, you could accumulate, you know, if you gather all the reviews across the internet on our company, BBB, everything, there's almost 5,000 of them, and not one of them dips below 4 star. The lowest one is 4.2. Some of them are, you know, 4.9 on average with that 1251 or 1242 one. So it's like, you know, all these business owners can't be wrong.
Right. That's a very, very valid point.
Yeah. Usually if, you know, we're just connecting you with your customers who are already looking for your help. And usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You don't have a problem spending that dollar again. So for you, you know, for us to show you a 10-to-1 return on investment in the middle of summertime, it's not very difficult to do. I mean, if you think about how many jobs you really need in order to generate $3,000, it's not much, especially if you're cherry picking these leads.
Yep.
So, what do you think? If I could approve it at $299 month to month, I mean, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you and prove it to you?
We can try.
Yeah. You're going to love it. By the way, you're going to build a website anyway and try to verify yourself on Google anyway at some point. So I'm actually going to save you a ton of money. Even if you left us, you know, you still have all the Google verification and all those credibility factors done. Don't think you will leave, but just pointing that out, you know, it's putting you in a situation of win-win. All right. So I'm going to create your profile. I'm assuming you spell your name like just like my brother, two T's, right? Traditional spelling?
Yes. All yep. Right. You got it.
What's your last name?
Tucker.
Okay. T-U-C-K-E-R?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing that we have in black and white. I'll also send you an invoice receipt. This is a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off and get it back that way.
So I actually do not have a business email set up yet. That's okay. How fresh I am.
No worries. You can use a personal temporarily, and then I'll send you my number, and then once you get a business one, you can let me know, and I could update it on the profile.
Okay. So my personal is Matthew, just like my name's spelled.
Okay.
111895@yahoo.com.
Okay. Let me just verify the numbers here. 111, so 3 1s, and then 895@yahoo.com?
You got it.
Okay. Update. All right, and the phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
We could do 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Okay, we go Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I have open availability, but yeah, we'll do that.
I could list it as open availability and just leave it so it looks like it's open all the time, and then you could hash it out with them when they call in.
That'll work if you want to do it that way, because this is what I'm trying to do is start up a side job.
Mm.
And my full-time job, I'm night shift anyway. So
okay.
Yeah.
Do you have guys that I'm not, be able to work during the day, or you're running it all on your own right now?
So I work on my own right now, but
okay.
I'm very versatile as far as, like, okay, yeah, I'll work tonight.
You're
going to
grow. But I mean, at some point, you're going to get somebody to help you, I feel like. It's just you want to get that pipeline developed. I get that. But
right.
It's going to, yeah, I mean, it's more designed for, like, a smaller business that's already established converting into a medium-sized business. So in the beginning, it might be a lot of cherry picking and maybe a little overwhelming, but we definitely recommend once it gets to that point, hire some people. Good
yeah.
people. That's actually the hardest part of all of this, I think, is hiring good people. Good help is the hard part to find, because you know, you put your
absolutely
reputation on some other guy's back, you know?
Yep.
Okay. But I'll leave it as open availability for now. And then, do you have a logo for M&M Power Washing?
No.
Do you have any, like, okay, you have any photos of, like, work that you've done in the past? Maybe some before and after shots?
Yes.
Okay. If you could send those in, that'd be super useful for the website. I actually find power washing and pressure washing so satisfying. I follow this page called MD Detailing. I don't know if you heard of them. They're pretty popular, but they get these old classic cars out of, like, barns, and then they like, power wash them, like, clean them, like,
I am aware of what you're talking about.
Yeah. They get inside the engines and everything. So I love watching that. I find that so satisfying. It's like one of my favorite pages. Okay. So
that's actually one of the main reasons I started trying to do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made on the detailing side of it. Your industry actually falls within that. So, I mean, obviously there's power washing, pressure washing, but then there's, like, roof cleaning, deck cleaning, driveways, there's car detailing. There's a lot that we could actually list you for. So that's why we're going to have you do a client interview. The client interview is where we interview you on the business and the services you provide. You know, we list you for 15 different keywords at a time. Power washing is just one of them, right? So they're going to want to pick your brain, go over that, go over the service area. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go, right? You could cover up to a 40-mile radius with this campaign. And then, of course, we want to pick your brain on the website and how you want that to look, make sure we're representing you properly. So it sounds like a lot.
Yes.
Really, it takes like 30 to 40 minutes to get through. They already have the set questions. But what's a good time that I could schedule your client interview?
What time are y'all available?
I have availability, anytime. I mean, it's 9:45 now. The earliest I could get somebody on the phone with you would be like 11, and then, you know, the latest would be between 5 and 6 this afternoon.
Okay. If you want to aim for, like, maybe 5:15 or 5:30 this evening.
Okay. Let me see here.
That would be great for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll schedule it between 5 and 6, and then I'll let them know. Usually, it takes them like 5 to 10 minutes just to get everything prepared before they place the call anyway. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then I'll text you 1 hour before just to remind you and give you a heads up. If something pops up or changes, just text me back. Let me know. I could always reschedule it. You know, I understand.
Yes.
Sometimes things pop up. But we do want to get this done as soon as possible. I mean, this is like the most heavy lifting part in the beginning of just making sure that we're representing you properly. Once we have all that information from you, then, you know, we just go at it, start working. Okay. Now, Google's also going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but it's going to come to your street address. Is this 17354, is it Lockaber or Lockaber?
Yep.
Okay.
Lockaber, yep.
Lockaber, okay. Is that still accurate in Athens, 35613?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you could hide this address online if you want. I could hide it for you. Do you want me to display it or hide it?
We'll hide it.
Okay. Still have city, state, and zip on your listing. It's just... I deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, and I'll hide the street address so that way you don't got to worry about nobody showing up to your doorstep or something.
Right. No random knocking.
Yeah. I'm pro-Second Amendment, so you don't want to do that.
Right.
It'd be a bad day for both of us. All right. So I got your profile set up. I sent you the invitation to that client interview between 5 and 6, and then... you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers, or do you not have a card reader yet?
I do not have a card reader yet, so just cash and check for now.
Okay. If that changes, let me know. I texted you my direct number and extension there. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same number if you just hit extension 1. But I'm here from 9 to 6 your time, so should be able to reach me anytime, unless you're having a late night.
Okay.
All right. And then... in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We'll do a card.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Discover.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. So Matthew Tucker. Any middle initial on the card?
E.
E. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN letter?
Yes.
All right. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
6011.
Okay.
0098.
0098.
3828.
3828.
7956.
7956. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
8 of 26.
8 of 26, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
485.
Okay, and then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or understand, you stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your name, your business name?
M&M Power Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Matthew Tucker, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but I always tell my clients, try to practice immediate response time. Your conversion rate's like 90% if you answer the live call, but if it takes a while to get back to them, I mean, there's still a chance, but, you know, odds are they might have went down the list or called somebody else.
Right.
And it says here, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything that you currently have, and I'm not saying that you got to cancel anything that you already have. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything online, which you really shouldn't need, I try to put you in a position where you don't need anything else, like try to make us your one-stop shop for all the online advertising, not just the first page placement on Google. But if you're going to add anything, let us know. That way we can make sure you're not like paying for something we're already doing or duplicating any of the listings.
Gotcha.
All right. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. But it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 11th of 2023. I just realized it's 7-Eleven. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost. It's an upgraded version of the site for your package. And then I've also waived all setup fees on your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay. So that's going to be sent over to you in writing that'll never go up or change. Now, it does state here in the fine print, this is what I read to you earlier, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. However, if you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due as a courtesy, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this clears, you're going to get a text message. So it says, it'll say like, Matthew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have an outline of the agreement there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And at the bottom, you have to sign off on it. Okay.
Okay.
right, bear with me for a moment. I want to make sure this comes through. And then you're also going to receive another message, too, that'll ask you for photos for the Google Advanced Verification. We do an advanced verification where it'll have a little shield and a check mark next to your Google business listing for people who are considering you for the job. It lets them know, like, hey, this guy's fully credible. You know, we vetted him. He has everything necessary. So it'll ask you for, like, a series of photos. Here, let me give you the exact list of photos here. So it'll say, like, pictures of tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You don't have to display your license plate number if you're uncomfortable with that. You can kind of, like, hide it with your finger, but they do ask you to send it in so that way we can verify that you're in the state, right? And then it'll have business license and insurance if required by your state in your industry. Some industries it's not required. So that's something to double check. Again, it's not going to stop you from getting listed or getting job opportunities. This is all for the advanced verification, okay? Just so you have that shield and give them a little peace of mind. We're not going to be giving them your business license and insurance number either or have that posted online. That's literally just for our record. They verify it, and then they put that badge up there. And it says send in, like, a business card photo, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So try to fill that out as much as you can. If you're ever uncomfortable with any of it or you have any questions, you can always just call in. The customer service line's attached right next to it. But it's pretty simple. I would definitely recommend having it. It's something that would separate you from the other guys up there, especially being when we're starting out your profile. You're not going to have all the reviews that they have. So definitely want to differentiate you from the other two that are in that section.
Yes.
All right. And then that's basically going to conclude our setup. Did you get the initial invoice or in receipt or the text message? I'm sorry. Welcome text.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that link in there is what I was talking about where it says, please click here. And that's pretty crucial too, because it's going to have outlined, like, the discounted pricing structure. Your key question you asked me was, like, hey, how long do I keep that pricing structure? So it has all the products and features, and then at the bottom you'll see there $199 local bundle, $100 for Facebook ads. So it breaks down to $299, and then monthly thereafter it stays $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it'll go okay. Over, like, there's a box you have to check just to certify that you're an authorized holder and signer of the credit card you provided, and then the very bottom it'll ask you to sign off on it, Matthew E. Tucker. Now, there's a hard copy of this with your invoice in your email, okay? So we'll have a copy on file. You have a copy on file. There's no confusion. You get that $299 rate for, you know, as long as you stay with us. And that says a lot. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, I have this guy that I started working with. He's in Fort Worth, Texas. And I signed him up initially on a campaign that was $199. This guy's company makes six figures every month. Every month. And he's paying $100. Yeah, but he kept that price because when he signed up with me, that was the agreement. You know, I told him, hey, it'd be month to month like this, and it's not going to go up or change. So even though our pricing has gone up over the years, he's managed to keep that same pricing structure. And so he's really getting over on us. He's saying,
hey, one thing on that invoice, it's D as in, like, dog. I apologize for that.
Oh, don't sign it. That's my fault. My apologies. Okay, don't sign it. I'll send you a fresh one. Let me update it.
Yep, you're good.
Okay. Want to make sure it matches up so that way you can write it off later. They're going to say, who's Matthew E. Tucker? All right, let's see here. Update. Let me do this on this business profile, too. Delete E at D. Update. All right, and then resend initial invoice. Where are we? Bam. All right, so you should get a fresh one here in about 30 seconds.
Yep, I got it.
Got it. All right, that's the one. And then we're basically good to go until the client interview between 5 and 6. So as long as I'm not currently on a call, I'll actually call you first, and I'll introduce you to that client interview technician. But if I'm on a call, they're prompted to just call you directly and take it from there. So you will get a call from either me directly or one of my representatives at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well,
thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to give us a call, okay? Like I said, we're not going to make money unless you make money. So if there's anything we can do to help you, you let us know.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Matthew. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.